Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
In one of those big, big news days, let's get you caught up. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
This morning, Brittany Griner was freed from her Russian penal colony.
I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits. She's relieved to finally be heading home.
What should be the Biden administration's next steps to help free Paul Whelan?
I don't know what else we have to offer in exchange. I think this was our best chance in a very long time to get him released. Now, Paul Whelan, as most of you know, is a former United States Marine. He was arrested in Russia in 2018 on some trumped-up espionage charges. He has maintained his innocence. The United States has maintained his innocence for a long time. And there were other people that were let go earlier than he was as well. The word from the White House is saying that Whelan was not a part of this negotiation. They're treating this differently. But I think when you have a bargaining chip like you do with a guy like Victor Boot, you could have gotten a lot more in that exchange. And that means no insult to Brittany Griner whatsoever. I'm glad she's on her way home. But you're trading a professional athlete that was put in prison for marijuana or cannabis possession for an arms dealer who was targeting Americans. That just seems like a huge disparity in that trade.
The Biden administration has made a move on Title 42.
President Biden's lawyers want a 5-week delay to ending that rule so border officials can get ready for a bigger influx of migrants.
Why did they wait till now to make a statement on Title 42?
I don't know. That's the frustrating thing about this. Everybody has been predicting this huge uptick in the people crossing the border when Title 42 goes away. They've known it's coming. The experts at the border knew it was coming, both from the federal agents and also local law enforcement knew it was coming, and the White House has reacted so slowly. I don't know why they've waited so long, and I don't know what this short amount of time is going to do to help them. They have to have other policy changes or pieces of legislation that come in to make our laws stricter, that add to the deportation of people that aren't supposed to be here and expedite the process for allowing people to stay that deserve to stay. And until that gets done, this problem is going to continue to get worse. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the big headlines.
Customs and Border Patrol agents are dealing with mental health issues and rising suicide rates.
Between 2007, that is when CBP started taking numbers, tracking suicides, and November 30th of 2022, there's been 149 suicides within the agency.
Several congressmen have introduced the Taking Action to Prevent Suicides, or TAPS Act, to help lessen their burden. What more can be done to help these men and women?
I think what you have to do is give them better resources and give them better tools to do their job. In other words, we just talked about laws and enforcement of those laws, but you have to have agents on the ground that can be able to do the work. They are overwhelmed. They need help. They need more bodies. 87,000 IRS agents. Instead of that, we should have had 87,000 more border agents. Get them the manpower that they need, the labor force they need, and along with that, they should have the tools they need to do their jobs. That would be one area. And the counseling necessary and the avenues necessary for people that before they get so far down the road in this, in being depressed and caught up in this world where suicide seems to be the only option, intervening and making sure that they have the mental health resources near them so that they can reach out much sooner, that would also help.
Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer talked to you today about his ideas to speed up Arizona's vote counting process.
I'm proposing that all early ballots have to be returned by 5 p.m. on Saturday. Then we could have a much higher percentage of results available on election night, and we would know who has won the vast majority of those contests.
What do you think of his proposal?
I think anything we can do to get answers faster is a good idea. That people either don't trust the mail-in system because of signature verification, or they don't trust the U.S. mail to get it to the place there. So a lot of people vote in person, or they get their early ballots and they drop them off on election day. If you're going to do something like that where you're going to physically drop it off, then there should be a system in place that expedites counting them. You know how it goes now. Early votes that come in before the weekend, they're counted first. That's the first drop right after an election. Then after that, the other votes are counted on election day, votes begin to be counted. And then you have what they call those late earlies, the ones that came in on the weekend and those that were dropped off on election day. And there was such a huge number of those votes that were dropped off late, that they were early ballots that were dropped off at the end of the election cycle. That's what causes these delays. Anything you can do to change that and make it easier and make it faster, I'm in favor of it. Did you hear this? And, you know, when it comes to the elections, we want to get results faster. We want accuracy. We're not going to sacrifice accuracy for speed, but there is a way to do both. And we just got to sit down. Cooler heads have to prevail. There is a big difference between, you're not a conspiracy theorist. You're not an election denier. If you say we'd like to have our answers quicker, is there a way that we cannot compromise voter access? We cannot compromise accuracy, but we can get things done faster. If there is, let's do it. It's been 30 years since we've effectively changed many of our election laws, and it can be done. And I hope that it gets done quickly.